Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, moving. Who knew it was such a drama? I'm doing it in a couple of weeks. And yeah, just you don't realise how much is ahead of you. So there's some hacks that are helping me. I'm looking at them going, oh, that's a good one. Firstly, if you're getting prepared, what you need to do is wherever you're going to sort out the utilities, call the companies as soon as you know you're moving, because that's something you want to get on top of early on. All of the things you're going to be needing, like Wi-Fi and electricity and all that malarkey. Shop around for your movers and storage if needs be. Some storage facilities ask for a couple of weeks' notice, and then you can only book it then. But shop around. Getting rid of stuff before you start moving. Do a closet purge. If it doesn't fit, out of style, if you haven't worn it in a year, get rid of it. Get rid of items you wouldn't buy again. Lots of stuff at the moment. I'm finding it's fantastic that there's some Ukrainian families around that need stuff that, like, you know, so I've had a bit of baby equipment and all that sort of stuff that's been gone. You don't want anything to go into storage that you don't really, really need.
So this is a massive cull for you as well. A lot of the stuff that you don't need.
Huge cull, yeah, it has to be.
Decluttering's fantastic, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. So that bit's quite enjoyable. But now's the packing for the move. It's the most time-consuming. They say, don't empty your dresser drawers. Take the drawers out of the dresser and leave the stuff in there and secure them by wrapping cling film over the top of them, so the drawers can stay with the stuff in them. Good idea. Leave your clothes on your hanger. Either group them up and wrap them in large garbage bags, or hang them in a wardrobe box and transport them that way. Put your linens, towels and other soft items to use. Wrap up breakables like glass or perfume bottles in socks for serious padding. Use cushions to line fragile items like lamps and vases. Use pots to hold small items instead of additional wastage of boxes. Use kitchen items to fill up loads of spices and gadgets and all that sort of stuff. Pack suitcases, clothes from every room, grab yourself a suitcase and pack that up with the clothes is a really good way. Like, you have one suitcase for one kid or whatever another. Take a picture of the back of your TV. It can be difficult to remember where all the wires go. Your TV is plugged in, so take a picture and you'll remember how to set it back up.
Yep.
Put together a move and essentials bag with things that you'll need during the move, like important documents, medications, all that. And then the day of the move, pack a cooler. Easy to stuff grab that you can have, like water and quiet snacks. Have a plan for kids and pets, because it can be quite stressful. And be packed up the day before moving. And when you move in, this is an interesting one. Start with the kitchen, it says. Getting the kitchen done for us will give you a great sense of accomplishment right off the bat and allow you to focus on the easier to unpack room and give yourself a deadline. There you go. And get rid of boxes as you empty them, so you're not surrounded by millions of boxes. But the kitchen is apparently the most daunting. A few people have said that to me. Mm. Get started on your kitchen ahead of time. Don't just leave it last minute, because it's the most daunting of all the rooms.
Plus it's your food and drink. You know,
and that's another thing. Get started eating now, it says, to get rid of the food.
You get yourself a big black marker and write on those boxes as well, because
you know where it's going where. Or it says even here, which would be too much work for me, but colour code them. So, you know, like the green boxes are sitting room, the blue boxes are bedroom.
Colour coded boxes? Yeah. I didn't know there was such a thing. So I thought they were all just the standard brown cardboard boxes.
No.
You can get coloured boxes
now. You can.
Oh, that's how the other half live, lads.
There you go. There's some unpacking and moving hacks for you. Any more, get them into us. 087 77 11 103.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast.